Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Travelers Rest winner Madison Hoots. Then we'll speak with Crate Racing USA announcer Cody Early. And we'll have a conversation with a winner from Wake and Tri-County, Landon Huffman. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Tennessee at Bulls Gap. More than $130,000 to Superman, Jonathan Davenport. Ashton Higgins wins at Kingsport. Big South Fork goes to Adam Mitchell. Virginia, the Ridge Runner late models at Oak Level. It's Daniel Tucker. While at With, Kenny Compton gets the checkers. Langley on the pavement to Chase Burrow. South Boston to Trevor Ward. Chris Hublett wins Natural Bridge. Georgia at Sonoya to Colton Herbert. Nick Sellers the victor at Winder Barrow. Cochran to Will Harrington. Griffin Smith wins Woodstock at Cordeal. One of the winners there, Tate Fogelman. South Carolina at Lancaster to Cheeseburger Mullis. Eugene Vaughn wins Sumter. Cherokee to John Ruggiero Jr., while Nick Beats is the winner at Lawrence County. Anderson to Zach Franks. Sugar T to Brad Suggs. And Averett Lucas in victory lane at Dillon. Florida at Henry to Dylan Perriman. Randy Anderson, the guy with the big trophy at Citrus County. And in North Carolina, Harris to Cole Hooper, Ace to Dustin Brumley, Elizabeth City to Holly Weiss, Billy Joe Wynn wins Gastonia, Jake McClain the winner at Friendship, Bowman Gray to Tim Brown, Greg Clark wins East Lincoln, Southern National to Billy Ray Lucas, Michael Rouse victorious at County Line, while Michael Bumgarner wins Hickory, and at Horsepower Park, it's Chandler Barker. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, $10,000 winner at Travelers Rest Speedway in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Madison Hoots. Hey, Madison, welcome to the show. I know you won over at the World Short Track Championship, but what kind of car were you racing at Travelers Rest that you picked up 10 grand with?
Well, it was actually the same division. It was the Thunder Bomber division. It was a different car than what I was driving when I won the World Short Track Championship. I actually sold that car not long after I won that race in Charlotte. So this time I was driving one of my little brother's car. He's actually he's 19 and he had prom to go to Saturday. So we put me a seat in it and went after 10 grand.
And you're talking to a guy, Madison Hoots, on the ProFabrication.com hotline, who is a family man. You'll hear that all throughout this. Had his younger brother's car so his younger brother could go to prom. And I understand you had to have a pit crew for 110 laps, a couple of guys to have fuel and check out the car. Who were your pit crew?
My dad, Josh, is his name, and then my other two brothers. I have three brothers, so my oldest brother, Cameron, and then one of my other little brothers, Landon Hoots. They let us have three crew members, so they were it.
Wow. And did they do their part well, or did they spill fuel? How did you rate the pit crew?
And they did really good. I got passed by the second place car on about lap 31, and caution come out on lap 38, and the leader had the same idea as I did, come in and pit at that time, and I did, and I actually beat that guy back out. So they done a really good job getting me back out there.
Well, Madison Hoots got out there and got it done. 110 lap race, $10,000 winner at Travelers Rest Speedway, a huge purse for the Thunder Bombers. And he is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Now, I understand you had a Days of Thunder moment. Dad and the crew are done pitting and they're eating ice cream and you almost came in. What happened there?
Caution come out about lap 93, I think it was. So it was just 17 laps to go in the race. It was 110 laps, and we'd had a pretty long green flag run there, and of course, trying to make it 110 laps on one set of tires. When that caution came out, I was trying to find some moisture down there on the bottom to cool my tires off. Well, they thought I was coming in the pit again, and I thought they were going to come out on the racetrack to keep me from coming in. They were flipping out, waving at me to get back out there, and I was laughing at them because I knew they must have thought I was coming in. I never was intending on coming in at all.
Madison, so Madison, we're funny. Eating ice cream. You can't pit no more. Well, Madison Hoots didn't need to pit. He had everything and more. They had already packed it full of fuel and got all things right for the $10,000 victory at Traveler's Rest. Madison Hoots, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And, you know, drivers are not known to have patience, but it seems like from the family pictures, not of you and your pit crew, but of you, your wife, and three daughters, what is it? How have you learned patience from being the only guy in that house?
They've actually probably helped me on the racetrack just by getting more patient. That's especially on a big race like that. You got to be patient, especially when you have to go in the pits and go back, go to the rear and try to work your way back up through there. You got to be patient. And honestly, I probably should be more patient than what I am, you know, being surrounded by four girls, but I'm getting there.
He's getting there, and he's getting there with $10,000 from the victory at Travelers Rest Speedway. Madison Hoots, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. So I can imagine that dad and the brothers, victory lane's a lot of high fives, but when the girls and mom show up, what were those moments like? You know, what did the girls say to their favorite driver when he was in victory lane?
I know they're my biggest supporter. Nothing makes me happier, you know, than having them there with me. I really wouldn't even enjoy it if they wasn't into it as much as they are. But my little girls, they love that trophy. I wish I could give trophies away when I win to my fans and stuff and kids up in stands, but I'm telling you, my little girls, it'll break their heart if I give a trophy away.
Let's hear their names. What are your girls' names?
My oldest is Lane, and then you got Larson and Landry. They're 6, 4, and 2.
Lane, Larson, Landry, the daughters of Madison Hoots, $10,000 winner at Travelers Rest Speedway, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Whereabouts can folks look you up on the internet so they can give you a follow?
Oh, I have a personal Facebook page. You know, my name is Madison Hoots, and I also have a racing page. It's Madison Hoots Racing number 41.
Okay.
Those are the two places I have on social media.
Give him a follow, a good family man and a winning driver. Madison Hoots, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California, and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City, and then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night, and it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it, and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride, and we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime, but it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans, and we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You know him from the great great super late model races, Crate Racing USA races that you hear all across the streaming world, and just stand up tall when he's hollering from the PA booth that tracks all across the country, the voice of Crate Racing USA, and we're about to get into it, their new podcast, Cody Early. Hey, man, it's great to get you on the show again, and you've been a busy guy.
Thanks, Lenny. I appreciate you having me again. Yeah, I find myself, you know, still kind of supposedly doing this part-time, but I think the part-time part is now no longer attached. It's pretty much 12 months a year in some way, and I keep finding ways to add to it.
Cody Early, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. We love hearing him wherever he is hollering at the microphone and giving the stories that make us want to stand up and cheer. Great dirt late model racing. And before we get to the podcast and such, you know, kind of help us walk back to day one. What were you, how did you get started announcing car things?
Well, actually, I have a kind of a background in sports, high school sports, and I stepped away from that and kind of went strictly to radio. And then an opportunity popped up with some RC cars. I had some friends here in East Tennessee that that asked me if I wanted to come help. And I thought, well, I mean, yeah. So they said, can you still announce? And I was like, well, I don't know if you lose that. I guess you do, but I guess it's possible you could. But they asked me to do that. I did an event. And the next thing you know, they had something called their fifth scale world championship here in East Tennessee. I did that. Somebody clipped a YouTube video. Next thing I knew, I was at Volunteer Speedway for a couple of seasons under the past promoter. That led to an opportunity to work with Ray Cook. And the year after that, I was on the road with two touring series, literally in a matter of a
part-time
three-year
span. Right. Cody Early, yeah. The voice now of Crate Racing USA and their podcast, starting out in sports and going to RC car racing. And I know listening out there all across the country from Pittsburgh over to Minnesota and Colorado and Iowa and all in there, plenty of RC tracks. And then, of course, all the way down south to Orlando where they're listening there on the station in Wachula. Kart and RC racing, great grassroots beginner places for folks to become announcers and become racers and move their way on up. Cody Early, the voice of Crate Racing USA. Now let's get into this Crate Racing Live. Am I saying the name right? And what kind of, you know, process did it go into to get this thing alive?
You know, it's actually been a couple of years in the making. I just, you know, we kind of beat around the bush. We needed one. Everybody else was doing one. And I finally sat down and come up with a plan and kind of a format. And when I really set it down and looked at it, I said, this is very doable. You know, Crate Racing USA stretches across the Southeast. This year alone, there's 30 sanctioned tracks. We're talking all the way from as far south in Florida as you can go, which would be Clewiston, Florida. And we've even got tracks that run our street stock division all the way up into Kentucky. So it's 30 tracks stretched across. And we was really looking for something to kind of put a spotlight on some of these, not only the weekly drivers, but track promoters, marketing partners, and some of the people you might not hear from on a consistent basis that are there that need the recognition. And, you know, that was kind of the process. We needed to make sure that our drivers kind of get out there, put some of these weekly guys on a pedestal.
We love hearing Cody Early on the mic, whether it's on a Crate Racing USA race or when he kind of gets to slide on up into some of the other microphones around these streaming services that we get to hear him. And now the opportunity, every Thursday, Crate Racing USA Live is the new podcast that Cody is a part of. He is the, you know, the guy making sure that it all goes. And he is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, I sure thought the first show, you know, hit all the right numbers. You had a couple of real hitters there as your two guests kind of remind us what the inaugural show was like.
Well, the first show, I knew I had to have Adam Stewart since he's the man with the plan and in charge of everything when it comes to Crate Racing USA. But the second guest I knew needed to be somebody that reached out and grabbed folks and would have stories that we all wanted to hear. So when we decided for our second guest, I had to go with my fellow Tennessean, the Chattanooga Flash, Ronnie Johnson. And that was I'd talked with Ronnie a long time ago, and he was very highly on my announcing. And I told him, I said, I may come with a favor one day. And sure enough, that was what I come calling to have him as a guest.
Dirt late model Hall of Famer Ronnie Johnson, along with Adam Stewart. What a way to get Crate Racing USA kicked off. And we're chatting with the voice of Crate Racing USA and the host of their new podcast, Crate Racing USA Live, Cody Early, on the profabrication.com hotline. Did you really also have a woman on there talking about a rumble? Now, that's got to be a rough conversation. What was that like?
I did. Bethany Fisher from North Alabama. We were supposed to have the 602 tour, and they had the rumble by the river. And her twin sister are a staple in Tuscumbia. They grew up at the track, and their story's pretty cool. And she joined us, talked about the event, and shared us everything they've got going down there in her past.
Wow. Bethany Fisher, Joseph Brown on that broadcast, Rod Tucker, Ross Tingle from Magnolia, and the effervescent Brian Hesser. And the story about Jake Knowles we could talk about for a long time, but we got about 45 seconds to let the folks know where and when and what they need to know about how they can keep up with Cody Early and all the great things you're doing.
Facebook, X, Instagram, just at Announcer Cody. Be a good way to find that. And you can find the podcast on Spotify and YouTube.
Spotify, YouTube, Thursday nights, Crate Racing USA. Ronnie Johnson, Adam Stewart starting things off. Guests coming up from all across the Crate Racing USA world that stretches all the way up into Mid-America and all the way down south. And Cody Early, you're a voice we love to be able to listen to, and appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the profabrication.com hotline. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and appreciate all that you do. Say hi to Adam and everybody down there at Crate Racing USA. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Mike Rowe on the student organization known as Skills USA.
Well, everybody talks about high unemployment. It seems to me that the real problem is the skills gap. There are opportunities available, millions of them. Skills USA is on the front line. They're encouraging soft skills, specific skills. They're the connective tissue in between the opportunities that exist and the hopes that a lot of parents and kids have for their own future.
Learn more at microworks.com and skillsusa.org.
Skills USA, champions at work.
Memorial Day weekend is Coca-Cola 600 weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway, honoring, remembering, and racing. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner on Friday at Wake County Speedway and then scooting back across the state to Hudson, North Carolina to Tri-County Speedway, Landon Huffman, a nice pickup after what I had described to somebody as kind of an up and down first part of 2026 for you. Is it good for a driver to take a step away, like the car tour that you run regularly in the Broken Antler machine? You were driving one in the local divisions, the local late models at those two tracks. Does that kind of help rewire you mentally to go back to the cars tour? Is it a pick me up, I guess?
Anytime you go to Victory Lane, it's important to build momentum. And, you know, I tell everybody this all the time. You never know when your last, race is going to be your last trip to Victory Lane. So each one of them is special no matter what level, but it definitely, helps build the momentum and get you back on track when things, kind of go sideways. And this year, like you said, it's been up and down for us. You know, we've showed good speed in our Carroll Speed Trot 57 in the car store. We just haven't had necessarily the outcomes that we would like. Wake County, we were leading with four laps to go, ran out of fuel, ran in the top three all night there. Kenley, we drove all the way up inside the top five and ran top five until last restart when we got knocked out of the way. So just two unfortunate circumstances that resulted in a finish not where we deserved. But Nashville, we just didn't have the speed. You know, that happens some weeks as well. But always good to go back. And we won the track championship at Tri-County last year. And so I chose to go back and run a few one-off races this year with my personal number 75 car out of Huffman Racing. And so always nice to go back to Victory Lane and kind of work on, it's the same packages that we're working on in the Cars Tour, given that we have Reynolds chassis here in the Cars Tour with Carroll Speed Shop, and that's what I run in my personal car as well.
Landon Huffman on the profabrication.com hotline, winner at Wake County and Tri-County last weekend, getting ready for more Cars Tour action, the meat of the matter for him all throughout the year and such. But, what's it like from the pomp and circumstance and the big streaming and famous folk, with the car store, and then you kind of settle back into a couple of places that kind of almost feel like, home cooking at these tracks. Is that, a big transition to go back? What does it do for your soul?
Like I said, winning is fun, no matter what the level. So I like going and racing weekly because I get to do it with, my weekly guys that have helped me for years and years and years growing up. A lot of those guys do get to go car store racing with us, but not all of them can travel every weekend. So
I understand that you had one guy that had to go off to a car show or something, couldn't make it. let us know who that rascal was that missed two victories from his sons.
Yeah, my dad is very involved with my racing still, and I'm blessed to do that. Our operation at Carroll Speed Shop is very family oriented. Justin and his dad John work together on our race cars, so I'm thankful that I get to do that with my dad as well. But this weekend he was gone working at a car show in Pigeon Forge, and we had a little bit of a skeleton crew, but it just proves that maybe I do halfway know what I'm doing a little bit.
Well, Landon does. And back when I was a pit reporter in the Dash series, I had the pleasure of getting to know his father, Robert Huffman, who was the one we're chatting about out here, and just a great family, and enjoyed watching the generations now of the Huffmans competing all across the Southeast. And Land is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. And I understand, Landon, that you have Profab headers. What's it like to hear that roar underneath you?
Yeah, we run Profab in our car store stuff and my weekly car. So can't go wrong with Profab. They bolt together good, produce good power, and they're easy to work with. So I've enjoyed using them, and I'll continue to use them.
Fantastic endorsement from Landon Huffman, the winner at Wake County and Tri-County Speedways over the last weekend. A double there. Kind of different tracks, the small little tight bull ring, much higher banking and such. Is it a big mechanical adjustment you have to make, to go from one to the other? Or is it just driver got to enter differently and exit differently?
To be honest, we take a lot of the same package. I took basically the exact same package to both racetracks. I mean, that two totally different types of tracks, I guess, in size and shape, but grip level, very similar. And, both tracks are pretty smooth. So
Similar setups do apply, and you know, I think that showed Friday and Saturday night. But I love going to Wake County, man. They do an excellent job promoting the front gate. There's always a huge crowd there. It's right in the heart of Raleigh, and just a cool little racetrack, a hidden gem, I guess, if you will. And the fans really show out and support the track, and Charlie Hansen does a really good job, you know, taking care of the racers and making it worth your time to go up there. And then Tri-County is a beautiful facility as well. The Higgins family have done a great job putting money into the place. And when you go race there, they really make you feel like, you know, they want you to be there, and they're appreciative that you're there. So always enjoy going to both facilities, and first time winning at two different tracks in one weekend. So that was a cool accomplishment.
Wow, Landon Huffman did it all in style. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Broken Antler on the cars. And you're one of those drivers that really understands how to connect with your sponsor and have your connection go to the fans and such. What's that like, interacting from a sponsor to driver to fan situation?
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with it. I mean, I grew up, you know, with not a lot of funding to race and doing it, you know, out of our backyard with me and dad. And so I understood what it was like to race, you know, on a limited budget. And I still do that with my weekly stuff. But I learned, you know, right around the time of COVID, whenever I was done racing, that if I wanted to do this, I've got to figure out how to bring in the money and also how to provide value for these businesses that are spending the money on my racing. So the social media thing came about, and streaming, and all the other sorts of ways to provide value and create a following. And I've been fortunate to connect with the fans and build up a nice little following on all of my platforms. And I have a lot of fun.
Where can they find you? Landon Huffman, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. If they want to catch you on the internet, where can you know, some of those places be?
Yeah, we vlog my race weekends on my YouTube channel, Landon Huffman Racing, so you can keep up with all the ups and downs and the crazy drama or the boring weekends. Everything is as real as it can be over on the YouTube channel, and we try to document that and show off our sponsors and show what it's like to go to the racetrack, you know, in regional racing here in the Southeast. And then, of course, all my social media stuff is just at Landon Huffman or Landon Huffman Racing if you search that up.
We got to leave it there. Landon Huffman, Victory Lane, Wake County, Tri-County, and soon to be back in Victory Lane, I would imagine, for the car store. He's a gasser. Thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number two. He brought a gun to a knife fight today. Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
You may think you know drag racing. The chills, the speed, and iconic moments. But this season, it hits different. 75 years in the making. The crowd's locked in, waiting for that moment. The moment of realizing you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Whether you're a longtime fan or feeling earth-shaking horsepower for the first time, you're part of the story now. Expect the unexpected April 24th through 26th when NHRA goes four wide in Charlotte. Get tickets at zmaxdragway.com today.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. You know what we're finding? A lot of racetracks opening up, short tracks, dirt tracks. Get out, support grassroots racing, and of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.